Next time on Frontline, the law.
In most countries, sports betting online is legal, except in the United States.
The loophole.
The United States Congress carved out a piece of legislation that says fantasy sports is not gambling. I didn't make that decision. They did.
It was exempted on the grounds that it involved more skill than luck.
New York Times reporter Walt Bogdanich has spent months investigating daily fantasy sports. He says it's up to the states to determine the legal definition. It's big business, with one fantasy sports betting website saying it signs up 20 to 30,000 new players each and every day.
Clearly, billions of dollars are involved. The value of these companies are extraordinarily high. There are a lot of people that have invested, private equity firms, hedge funds, major media outlets have invested in these companies to the point where they were able to put out probably the biggest ad campaign anyone has ever seen in the run-up to the NFL season last year, where they were putting out almost as many ads as there were minutes in the day. Literally. That's not my judgment. That was from a company that monitors these sorts of things.
From the partnerships formed with major sports leagues to the targeting of millennials and gambling addiction, PBS Frontline, in collaboration with the New York Times, investigate the fantasy sports gamble, airing tonight at 10 o'clock on WGVU HD. I'm Patrick Center.